April 24, 1927, general uproar to reorder the kingdom of the Fiat. Outpouring of divine love in the creation, and how it still lasts. How all creation was centralized over the soul. I was feeling embittered because of the privation of my sweet Jesus, and while I was longing for his return, he came out from within my interior, but so afflicted as to arouse pity. And I said to him, "But, tell me, what's wrong that you are so afflicted?" And Jesus, "Ah, my daughter, grave things are to happen. In order to reorder a kingdom, a house, a general uproar happens first, and many things perish, some lose, others gain. In some, there is chaos, a greater struggling, and many things are suffered in order to reorder, renew and give a new shape to the kingdom, or the house. There's more suffering and more work to do if one must destroy in order to rebuild, than if one only had to build. The same will happen in order to rebuild the kingdom of my will. How many innovations need to be made? It is necessary to turn everything upside down, to knock down and destroy human beings, to upset the earth, the sea, the air, the wind, the water, the fire, so that all may put themselves at work in order to renew the face of the earth, so as to bring the order of the new kingdom of my divine will into the midst of creatures. Therefore, many grave things will happen, and in seeing this, if I look at the chaos, I feel afflicted. But if I look beyond, in seeing the order and my new kingdom rebuilt, I go from a deep sadness to a joy so great that you cannot comprehend. This is the reason why you see me now sad, and now with the joy of my celestial fatherland. I felt sad because of this uproar that Jesus had talked to me about. Those grave things were terrifying. I could hear tumults, revolutions and wars in several places. Oh! How my poor heart moaned! And Jesus, to cheer me, took me in his arms, pressed me tightly to his most holy heart, and told me, "My daughter, let us look beyond, that we may be cheered. I want to make things return as in the beginning of creation, that was nothing other than an outpouring of love. And it still lasts, because whatever we do once, we do always, it is never interrupted. No tiredness of repeating an act ever enters into us. Whatever we do once, we like to do always. This is the divine operating to do an act that lasts for centuries upon centuries, and even for all eternity. So, our outpouring of love, our breath, is unleashed continuously from our divine womb, and it runs to breathe over the generations of creatures. So, hovering within all creation, our outpouring of love invests heavens and earth, sun and sea, wind and water, and it runs toward creatures. If it were not so, the heavens would shrink, the stars would be scattered, the sun would become poor in light, the water would be lacking, the earth would produce neither plants nor fruits, because, since the life of our love hovering within all things would be missing, these would withdraw into our source from which they came. And if our breath were to be missing, the generation of creatures would end, because they are nothing other than sparks that our breath sends out in order to fecundate the growing generation. Now, creatures take what is material and created things, and leave the life of love that, hovering within everything, remains suspended, unable to give itself. It happens as when one goes into a flowery field, or into a garden, in which there are trees loaded with precious fruits. If one only looks at a flower and does not pick it, he will not receive the taste and the life of the fragrance of the flower. If one looks at a fruit and does not pick it from the tree in order to eat it, he will not enjoy it, nor will he receive the life of the fruit. So it is with all creation. Man looks at it, but he does not receive the life of love placed by God in all created things, because man does not place his will, nor does he open his heart to receive this continuous outpouring of love of his Creator. But, in spite of this, our outpouring of love does not stop. Our regenerative breath is always an act and in motion, and we wait for the kingdom of our divine fiat so that this love of ours, hovering around, may descend into the midst of creatures and give our divine life. And, in receiving it, the creatures will form their own outpouring of love to give it to him from whom they receive it. Therefore, my daughter, the whole creation is centralized over you. I look at you from the starry heavens and I send you this outpouring of love. I look at you from the sun, and breathing over you, I send you my divine life. I look at you from the sea, and in its foaming and mighty waves I send you my love that, being constrained, I unload with might over you, like a sea. I look at you from the wind, and I pour over you my ruling, purifying, warming love. I look at you from the mountains, and I send you the outpouring of my firm and unshakable love. There's not one place or created thing from which I do not look at you, to pour love over you. In fact, since my will is in you, you draw me from all sides to look at you, because my will expands your capacity to receive my continuous outpouring of love. Wherever my divine will reigns, I can give everything, I can centralize everything, and a contest arises between creator and creature. I, in giving, she, in receiving, I give, and she gives to me. She gives to me, and I give in yet more superabundant ways. Therefore, always in my will do I want you, that we may be always in a contest I with you, and you with me.